For years, parts of North Carolina's scenery and its residents have starred in countless television series like Homeland.
If he is a terrorist, we need eyes and ears on Brody from the minute he steps off that plane.
And movies, including Iron Man 3.
I'm Tony Stark. I build neat stuff. I got a great girl. And occasionally, save the world.
It's a leading edge industry. It's an entrepreneurial, innovative industry. There are millions of opportunities that will come along with it if we can hold on to it and keep it healthy in the state.
Susie Hamilton is a North Carolina House representative for District 18, which includes Wilmington and parts of Brunswick counties near the coast. She's also a strong advocate of North Carolina's film incentive.
Ever since this particular tax credit went into place, we've seen almost no break in production in the state. There's been something going on in some part of our state consistently 365 days a year since this went into place.
North Carolina offers a 25% tax credit on a single production with a cap of $20 million. But some argue the film incentive hurts our state.
It has concentrated benefits, but it's got dispersed costs, and in general, it's a money loser for the state.
John Sanders is Director of Regulatory Studies at John Locke Foundation. He believes all incentive programs are preventing the state's economy from growing more rapidly because those tax dollars are not being used in areas that would benefit a wider population.
Teacher pay is one. There's always calls to improve roads. Universities, maybe they need more buildings. State employees, they haven't had very large raises. That is a decision that's not made if the money is sent into any kind of economic incentive.
According to the North Carolina Film Office, in 2013, productions shot in our state generated roughly $254 million. Supporters say the state offers incentives for various industries, including NASCAR, manufacturing, and agriculture, and it's simply a way of doing business. Tom Keith owns property in Pender County. He rents to production companies that need locations with log cabins. He can earn $500 to $1,000 per day.
Suppose I get a check for $5,000 for location. I take that money and I go spend it with an electrician. Next time I see that electrician, he has a brand new truck. The guy he bought it from has bought groceries or done something. Each time they get 7.5% income tax. So if that money changes hands three times, the state has almost got all its money back.
But the fate of North Carolina's film incentive is uncertain. It's scheduled to end January 1, 2015, unless state legislators step in. Next month, they can either extend it or make the film incentive permanent.
If it wasn't for what happened to them, we wouldn't have cyborgs to scrape out scum like you.
They're just security cameras.
What if it's not just a camera? What if somebody puts a weapon?
The movie Cyborgs was shot in Winston-Salem, the Bay City, for Richard Claybaugh of Crimson Wolf Productions. He produced, directed, and co-wrote the 2009 science fiction thriller with his wife, Fran.
Producers from all around the country and all around the world, the first thing they look for when they're choosing a location is what states offer the most financial incentives to go. It lets them get better production quality, more bang for the buck.
Claybaugh says the state's film incentive is imperative so North Carolina can compete with its neighbors. For example, South Carolina offers a total film incentive package of 40%. Georgia offers 30%. Currently nationwide, 34 states, including Puerto Rico, have some kind of film incentive program. Lamont Jackson owns Chiaco Alice Films in Durham. He says his hockey movie, The Head Game, has been approved for a tax credit on anything shot in North Carolina this year. But according to Jackson, uncertainty surrounding the state's film incentive is creating a chilling effect for final funding.
My investors are holding off doing anything until they see what happens. And so now it looks like I'm going to be filming it in either Michigan or Vancouver, Canada.
Recently, film commissions across the state funded a supply chain study of the economic impact of North Carolina's motion picture and television industry. It asserts that extending the current tax incentives would generate more than $587 million worth of spending. Researcher John Sanders with the John Locke Foundation says this projected figure is exaggerated. Instead, he recommends growing the state income by
cutting regulations and lower the corporate taxes altogether. And if we were to cut taxes, we would be able to attract industry.
Meanwhile, supporters of North Carolina's film incentive are using social media, urging residents to contact their legislators and keep the tax credit in place. Lawmakers will take up the issue when they return for a short session in the North Carolina General Assembly on May 14th. Catherine Mobley, 88.5 WFDD.